This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, Making Connections That Count. In this interview, Assistant Professor of Digital Design at Arkansas State, Joe Ford, talks about how he's working with students on developing apps for mobile devices. Ford joins undergraduate student Lexi Herring for this interview, and Ford tells a little bit about himself.
I'm a Jonesboro native, Arkansas State alumni, moved back here after grad school and started working at A-State. And one of the things, so my main focus as a professor is digital design, and that basically means that I help students learn sort of the creative problem-solving methods, and then we our goal is to find problems and then use this sort of design method to come up with solutions for those problems. And usually that takes the form of a website, an app, or something like that. So hence the digital part of that design.
Can you give us an example of a problem that would be out there and then how you would use digital design to be able to solve that specific problem, please?
Sure. So maybe Lexi can talk a little bit about this, but she's maybe not prepared for that. But in introduction to web design or introduction to digital design, one of the things we'll do is we'll go through sort of a round of brainstorming with students, and they'll often come up with, since they're sophomores and juniors, they'll come up with problems that are directly related to their life. So I actually give them like a little plastic stand-in for an eye device, and they carry it around with them for a week or two. And every time they have a problem, I tell them to like take that thing out and point it at their problem and start to think about how they can fix the problem. It usually ends up being something about parking on campus or how to get food in your dorm room or something. And then we go through a process of brainstorming solutions to the problem and then designing on paper with sketching out like prototypes of what maybe an app or a website would look like. And then we go out and we test those things by handing a stack of paper to people, and they'll sort of walk through the app page by page, giving feedback. Once that's done, we'll start going in and actually like building the thing, a prototype of the thing, in various applications like Adobe Illustrator, or there's a program called Sketch. I'm trying to remember what Lexi did when she was in Intro to Web.
I lived in an apartment that faced the sun in the morning. And so every single morning, I'd leave my blinds open at night because I like to see outside. And then every morning, I would be assaulted by the sun in the morning. And so I couldn't sleep late, and it was annoying. And so that was my first issue, is I couldn't close my blinds from my bed. Or I couldn't close them, like, as I was laying in bed, like, maybe going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I noticed that I couldn't turn my light off either from where I was. Or I couldn't do various things from, like, me sitting stationary wherever I was. And so my app was basically a universal remote, but for every single thing in my life. So my blinds had a universal remote. My TV, my stereo, my door lock, my deadbolt, my door had a function on the remote. And so I built this app that had basically, like, okay, you're in your living room. What in my living room can I use to, can I control my phone? And it was basically that. Could never build it because, you know, I don't have electronic blinds, but it was a good this is what a perfect world would be for me. So that was my problem that I chose.
Sure. And it's really interesting how, you know, people say, you know, there's an app for that. And mm-hmm. I guess in this, you can really come up with those kinds of things.
Right. Yeah. Our goal is to essentially take any problem that we see, figure out a way to fix it with some sort of digital device. So.
Wow. So Lexi, how did you get involved in wanting to go into digital design and go to Arkansas State to study that?
So in high school, I was actually in the yearbook club. So I built the yearbook. It was a very, very small club at the school I went to. There was only like five of us, and we were all there for the entire 4 years of high school. And I was never in art classes or anything. That yearbook was really the only class I was in. And I'm like, man, I really like this. I want to... is there anything I can do with this? And so I found, oh, graphic design, that's a thing that you can go into. And I went to A-State because everyone in Jonesboro goes to A-State, you know. So it's the school to go to. And in the graphic design curriculum, you have to take advanced or intermediate and intro to web. And so took intro to web, and we had that project, really that app project that I had to build. I'm like, oh, I really like designing for web more than I do for print, because it's very discouraging designing for print. I'm like, oh, I really like this. This is, I'm just kind of going through the motions. And then I had the project where I built the app. I'm like, oh, this is, I really enjoyed this. I really kind of powered through it and kind of ate the project up. And so that was kind of the shining light, like, oh, okay, let's merge this direction. And so that's when I really got into web design and learning HTML and figuring out what's different between print and web design, and realizing that I'm really more into the digital and the kind of fast-paced changes and stuff like that. It's really when I got into it.
Lexi Herring and Joe Ford joining us here on A-State Connections, and also on Created State, Making Connections That Count here on KASU. So, Lexi, you know, obviously your phone has a lot of apps on it, and that. How was it now being on the other side, where you're actually having to develop an app? And, you know, what was that process like?
There's so much more research that goes into it than you'd ever think. Like, I built the first round of it, and then I look without doing any research, and I looked at it, and I'm like, what is wrong with this? There's just so many little bitty things that are just off, and you slowly realize, oh, that's too big. That's 20 pixels too big. Oh, okay. Oh, well, that can't be that color. You'll never be able to see it. And it's just like learning the little bitty nuances that can really ruin an app. It was really weird and fun to figure out. It's a fun problem. Like, I would look at it, and then I would leave it for a little while and forget what it looked like, and come back and like, oh, obviously that's way too big. Of course, like, no one ever needs it to be that too big. You keep that big, you can't fit it on the screen. Like, why would you ever do that? And so just the things that you just kind of take for granted when you look at your phone every single day, you think, oh, that's easy. I could make an app, no problem. And then you start doing it, and I'm like, oh, this is really hard. It's difficult.
So, Joe, what goes into the process of trying to make an app like that for something like your phone or for your digital device?
From a design perspective, it's really figuring out all those little issues that Lexi's talking about. It is very easy to take for granted. We have a million apps on our phone. Most of them are designed by really like stellar professionals. But it's not until you make a prototype of that thing and get it in someone's hands and watch them interact with it that all of these issues start popping out. If your target audience for an app, for instance, are the elderly, but you're you know, in your 30s, and you have great eyesight and really great control of your motor skills, those buttons may seem really perfect to you. But when you put it in the hands of someone who's in a nursing home, for instance, they may not have great vision. They may not have great motor skills. And so really until you see the target audience using the thing, there's really no way to know whether it's going to work or not. And so I would say the number one piece of the puzzle for doing digital design is really that user interaction and user testing.
Right. So tell us about the project that you all came up with the Smoke app, if you don't mind, please. Kind of tell us the backstory of how that started, and if you don't mind. And Lexi, you can please feel free to jump in at any time.
So when we moved back to Jonesboro, I did realize that there was an issue that wasn't necessarily the case when I was a kid growing up here, that there was a lot of smoke entering Jonesboro from agricultural burns. And I was, you know, I realized that every fall for a couple of months, I would feel pretty rough. I would have a lot more sinus infections than I typically did, and those sorts of things. And so I was, you know, I realized that this was probably a problem. I didn't imagine that I could do anything to fix it, though. And I was actually in the grocery store, and a friend who's in the agricultural industry walked up to me and said, hey, there's some guidelines floating around for a better way to make for a better way for farmers to burn their fields. And so he's like, you are in digital design. Can we, like, is there an app for that? Is there a way for us to figure out how to fix this problem? And I thought about it for a little while, and I said, sure, I think so. And so we went back and we did a lot of research. I looked at the the voluntary guidelines that came out last year for burning, and realized it's really a calculation, right? You have to calculate the different atmospheric the different atmospheric conditions that allow for a good burn or a bad burn, a burn where the smoke goes up before it's dispersed, or certain atmospheric conditions will hold that smoke down and the smoke will disperse at ground level, which is bad. And one thing I noticed about the calculations, though, is if someone who's not a scientist or someone who's not trained as a mathematician has to do those calculations before they can do a burn. So let's say a farmer has to do all those calculations. That's a really complex system for them to have to figure out just to burn their field. And so one thing we all do have, though, is a phone in our pockets. And our phones are really good at that kind of a problem. And so we went through this process. And I decided at that point, okay, I'm going to be working intensely on this project. This is going to be my research for the next at least year, probably two. This would be a really good time to bring students in and sort of have a hands-on real-world example of how this process works. So I asked around the university. I had an idea of who I wanted, but I asked around the department, and everybody said Lexi. And there are two other students, Autumn Harris and Lourdes Hernandez, who were also recommended. And so they came into the fold as well. We got a small NASA grant so that these guys can have stipends. From there, we've been working on doing user research. So who are these farmers? What do they want in this app? What's going to make them use this app? Because our main goal is – our number one goal is to get rid of the smoke. But in order to do that, we have to make something that's functional for the people who are doing the burning, and that's the farmers. So sort of our next phase is going to be to make something and then go to the farmers and test it and make sure that they will use what we've built.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Lexi, with this, so you said you had several students involved in this project. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Lexi is one of three.
So, Lexi, your thoughts on this experience, a way of creating this specific app, I want to get your perspective on, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so it was last semester, Professor Ford pulls me aside, and he's like, basically, I'm doing this project, there's a lot of smoke in the area, would you want to be part of it? And I was like, well, yeah, obviously, yeah, of course, real world problem to solve, it's amazing. So then I leave the class, and immediately I'm like, oh, yeah, smoke really is a problem. And so immediately I'm like, the blinders are off, and now I'm like kind of annoyed because I'm constantly noticing the smoke that I've just gotten used to in 20 years living in Jonesboro. So thanks for that. But it's been really cool because we were brought in kind of early in the process of like actually starting to build it and work with it. And so it's been great to actually have not just like theories of problems, like actually solving a problem, actually figuring out the steps you need to take to get it to work. Because when you're in class, it's like, okay, here's your assignment. Do it. Do whatever you want. You're an artist. Like, kind of make it work however you want it to work. But we actually have clients now and actually have people who we want to use this app, and we really have to take their needs into consideration, because if we make it the way we want it, they're not going to use it, you know? Like, we have no idea what they need or what their day-to-day schedule is. And so if we make an app that we think works great for us, but it's like, oh, well, that's not how we work at all, then, you know, it's not gonna be functional. And so it's been nice to kind of have my eyes open to that whole situation, and I think it'll help me a lot when I get out into the field, you know.
And so what's been your specific role in how you've been working on this app?
I am technically a user experience designer. So that's basically what I said in a roundabout way of making sure that you're not just doing things for design's sake, making sure that button being there is there because of all this research, because that's where your eye goes first. That's where your thumb can reach, or it's that color because that's I don't know, eye-catching or whatever. It's sure. Making sure that you're doing design that's functional, basically.
And Lexi, how's it been, you know, kind of working with Joe on this? How has that experience been for you?
It's been different just because, I don't know, I have more responsibility than I've had with projects or whatever, because I'm not really, I'm a student, but I don't feel that way. Like, we all kind of had the same amount of responsibility. Obviously, he has more, and he's taking on more of the roles, but it's not like, oh, you don't have to do that, you're just a student. It's like, hey, can you do this because you're part of the team, you know? And so it's been nice to kind of step up in position and be part of a team, not be part of a project, you know? It's not a classroom thing, okay, don't have to worry about it, you know? It's, hey, we need to get this done, can you do this? And so it's been nice.
Yeah. Joe, your thoughts on what Lexi's been doing and the other students involved in this project?
Yeah, I think for me, the value, and this is coming from my perspective, but the value for students, I think, is they have to be self-motivated. They're not getting a grade for this. They have to be here because they want to be here and do this. And so if they're not excited about the problem or about the solution to the problem, then there's no motivation for them to do this. So my role is to get them and keep them excited about the project and to give them enough information so that they actually understand the problem and understand all the pieces of the problem. So I'm just a designer, an artist and a designer, but now I have to understand at least some of the environmental science. I have to understand some of the atmospheric science. I have to understand what farmers do on a day-to-day basis. So we're actually like learning a lot about a lot that goes beyond what you would typically think a designer has to know. And so I think that for me and for the students, realizing that design is not just an artistic practice. Mm-hmm. Design is whatever it needs to be. Like, you have to know whatever you need to know. And you have to be motivated to go out there and get the information and then put it into practice. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know.
I think that's a problem with, not necessarily a problem, but with, like, when you're a student, you can design in a vacuum. You can design it however you want it to look because no one's ever going to have to use it. You're just doing it for practice. But if you design in a vacuum in real life, the project could fail. It could easily fail just because you didn't do your research. And so you're taught that in school. They reiterate, you know, you got to do your practice. You got to do your research when you're in the real world. But now I'm in the real world. And so it's a really great learning experience before I actually enter the workforce. Like, hey, you need to know what you're talking about. You need to know how this is going to work so you can design around it. Because design is a problem solver, you know, and so you really need to know what you're talking about.
And it just seems, it just shows how excited you are about this because you're invested in it, because you've been working so hard in it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a senior thesis project.
Sure.
Because we don't have to do that, and we don't have to write huge long-term papers, you know. I think that would kill every single designer I know if we had to write a 20-page term paper to graduate. But in my head, this is my senior thesis. This is kind of the culmination of everything I've been learning in the past 4 years, and I'm putting it into this project.
And how do you think this will help you when you go out into the real world?
It's already gotten me an internship.
Oh, good.
I put it on my resume as soon as I was like, yeah, I'm a part of this project. But it's having real world experience and like having an app that's actually going to be, you can search it on the app store and download it. That's super impressive for a student coming right out of school, you know, because a lot of students are busy. I wouldn't be doing this if it was on my own. And building an app is hard, designing is hard, and getting it on the App Store is really hard. But because I'm part of the team and we're all pushing each other to get it done, I think it's going to look really nice.
Is it available or will it be available?
A very simple beta version is available, and we're distributing it to farmers right now. It's not on the App Store. We're selectively putting it out there so that we can get some feedback. My personal goal, which may or may not be realistic, but my personal goal is to have it a working full version in the App Store by burn season next year.
So as you've been working and receiving this feedback from farmers around the area, what has been the feedback so far that you've been receiving?
The very first and most memorable feedback I got was I handed my phone to one of these farmers, and he took one look at it and then held his arm out as far as he could. Because I had the text too small. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and guess he was in his 60s and his eyesight wasn't as, you know, it wasn't where my eyesight is, and so he couldn't see it. And then he went to try to tap something, and the button was smaller than his finger. Those are like the getting down to the nitty gritty. If he can't read the text and he can't actually tap the button, we're going to have a problem. So I went back immediately and made those changes, made the text a little bigger, made the button bigger. And then the more advanced feedback we got, or the more complex feedback we got, was, well, this doesn't do enough yet. It doesn't help me solve all the problem yet. It solves a little tiny piece of the problem. So we have to increase the scope of the project a little bit to get a little more of the problem in there.
Fantastic. But it's a work in progress.
It is.
For sure. So very good. But I know that this is a way, one of the many ways that Arkansas State is making an impact and reaching into the community through doing something like that.
Absolutely. I think that all across the university, we have researchers who are doing work that is directly applicable to our lives in the Arkansas Delta. And I think that's really important.
And what do you think, Lexi, about the research part of this?
It was really daunting at first. It was very, very daunting, but you just got to take it bit by bit. You know, you just got to kind of slowly dig into it and slowly learn. And Joe had done a bit more of the research before we were brought on, and so he kind of knew more about it and could walk us through it and, like, kind of slowly get us into it. And it's been really interesting. We've been working with some NASA information, and I've never thought of myself as particularly good at science or math, which is why I'm a designer, but it's been nice to apply the STEM, like the multidisciplinary things, into the app. It's been nice to learn from all aspects of the project. It's really cool.
When the app is available on, when you can actually download it off the App Store, and that, you can say you had a part in that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will be screaming it from the rooftops.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is definitely an amazing experience, and I'm very, very lucky and excited to be part of it. I'm very excited.
Joe Ford and Lexi Herring on A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. You can download the NPR app, and you can choose KASU as your station. Go to the on-demand button, which is in the lower right-hand icon, and you can subscribe to the Create at State podcast, where you can hear these interviews on demand through the NPR app. Once again, download NPR app. You can select KASU as your station. Go to on-demand, scroll all the way down, and you can get the Create at State podcast at any time. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.